from Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. Time now for the People Speak program. We're taking your calls at 443-2121 or toll free 877-443-1230. Now, the People Speak.
And good morning. It is 9:27 here on the People Speak. I'm Jeff, and I'm going to be talking with Carol and Kathy from Sparta Community Hospital today. And first, though, before we get that started, we got Robert from Hooker's Men's Store joining us. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I can't complain.
Well, you know, it seems like the wedding season is off and running at Hooker's Men's Store. January and February can be a little bit quiet on tuxedos, but when March hits, the weddings take off. And that starts this weekend. So it goes on from there. And also this past weekend, we took our prom orders. And it seems like all the proms this year are the last two weekends in April. So it's a good time to be placing your order now. You've got plenty of time, but we always say the sooner the better. So we hope you'll come in and take a look at our tuxedo selection. We got a book full of designer named tuxedos, another book full of all kinds of colors and ties and vests. Also, we're wrapping up on some winter sale items. We have a special rack right inside the front door that's full of winter sale items. The spring merchandise arrives each day, and we even have a little introductory spring sale going on some of that stuff. So that's pretty much what's going on down there, along with our fill-ins on Levi jeans, Levi Dockers, Van Heusen dress shirts, Eisenberg suits and sport coats. And we always like the WHCO listeners to be a part of it. So we'll hope they'll come down to see us for their tuxedo needs or their last-minute winter sale items or just to see what's new for spring.
All right, great.
So I'll let you get back to the hospital,
folks. How many years have you been doing proms for young men?
47.
No, mom. That's a lot
and
of proms.
It seems like the bat of an eye. Yes, it is. It is. You know, and we touch on at least the dozen to 14 high schools each year. Mm-hmm. Last year we had 16 or 17, but about three or four of those are just one, like I think Wanda DuPont, Wanda McLeansboro. It's a local guy going with a girl far away, but it's always fun to keep track of them.
Yeah.
So it's that season, and we start staying open 7 days a week in April to help the folks out with their prom needs. So it's just about upon us.
And it's just like Sparta Community Hospital says, why drive?
Yeah, exactly.
Why drive? Sparta has just about everything you need. Our hometown has, and the area, surrounding area, has just about everything you
need. I see that on your billboards.
Yes.
Yeah, it looks neat. So I'll let you get back with the hospital folks, and I'll get back to work.
All right, Robert. Okay. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you, Robert.
You bet. All right, Robert Graham from Hooker's Men's Store here in Sparta. As I mentioned, today we've got Carol Mulholland and Kathy McConaughey from Sparta Hospital. How are you doing?
Yes, fine. Real good. Got a lot of exciting things going on at the hospital. Biggest thing is we have the Genius 3D mammography exam. So, you know, we've been working a long time to get that here. So it's a great thing. It's time for you to make your appointment and, you know, make a commitment to your breast health care today with that exam and call the hospital and make your appointment. It's better and earlier detection. Reduces unnecessary callbacks up to 40%. Okay. Now, callbacks, usually we don't have many of those because our radiologist is on site. Usually, if when you get your mammogram, he'll come in and talk to you if he sees something. So you really get answers while you're there. There's no more of the going home and waiting 2 to 3 days for your doctor to get the report and call you. And, you know, that waiting time is the horrible thing.
Right.
But the 3D is I don't want to say a wonderful exam. I have had my mammogram with this machine. I was kind of a practice run. But you know, the women always say, oh, you pinch and you squeeze and you just dread it. This machine has I don't know how many different plates made out of a plastic, different shapes. They're thicker, they're rounded, they're smaller, they're bigger. And it really was, I don't want to say a very comfortable experience, but it was more comfortable than what it used to be. Mm-hmm. Being that said, the 3D, it's almost like this, the CT scan. It swipes down and takes, it just cuts everything into, you know, slides for them. So if he does see something, any type of anomaly, it slices it into many, many different things so he can get in there and see what it is. So they don't have to, you know, slam you as badly as they used to, because the machine is more, you know, into getting all that done. So it's a wonderful thing. Call the hospital, 443-2177. Talk to your doctor. Get your mammogram annually, or, you know, whatever your doctor recommends. So we're really excited to get the 3D available to everyone. Finds 20 to 65 more invasive cancers than conventional mammograms alone. And that's an average increase of 41%. So, you know, it's not more exposure. Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good thing. So take it from someone who's had it. It was a good experience, and I'm glad I did it, and it's over. So now who I have here with me today is Kathy McConaughey. If anyone has been to our gift shop, she's our auxiliary member, but Kathy runs the gift shop at the auxiliary. But she also does a lot kind of with the auxiliary. These ladies work very hard. We talk about that every time we're here. So she's here to tell you a few things. They just made a very generous donation from their Tree of Hope that they work on every year. And I'll let Kathy McConaughey tell you all about that and some other things about the auxiliary and the gift shop.
Okay. Let's go ahead and take our break before we do that, and we will come back. You're listening to The People Speak on Real Country 1230 and 97.3 WHCO. And welcome back. I'm Jeff again. This is The People Speak, talking with Carol and Kathy from Sparta Hospital. And Carol, you just introduced a guest with you this morning.
Yes, Kathy McConaughey is one of our auxiliary members. She kind of runs the gift shop, so everybody likes the things that she does. She's a very active member in the auxiliary, and she's going to tell you a little bit about the auxiliary.
Okay.
Thank you for having me. I'm honored to be able to represent the ladies that volunteer for our hospital auxiliary. They are all hard workers, and they all participate in all the activities that we have. We do fundraisers like our bake sales. We also do a salad luncheon in the spring, which will be in June this year. And then, of course, our big one is the Tree of Hope. And we have just finished our recent campaign for Tree of Hope, and we were able to meet our goal. And we are purchasing 4 of the high-low exam tables to go into the one into each of the clinics. So we're really excited about that we were able to reach that goal. That being said, we reached it with the help of the community, because our letter campaign goes out, and the people respond to that very well. The gift shop is one of our big donations, because everything that we make in the gift shop goes back to the Tree of Hope and to the hospital. So we're really excited about that. Another thing that we do that a lot of people probably don't even realize is we give scholarships every year to students that are going into some sort of medical field in college. And so those forms will be going out very soon. So we hope that the students, the seniors that are looking at going to college and getting into the medical field, will look at those forms and participate, fill them out, and let us know that, you know, that you need help. And we're excited to be able to do that. I guess my big thing to talk about is the gift shop. I'm very proud of our little gift shop. And I have a wonderful group of volunteers that work in there. You just have to be a member of the auxiliary, obviously, and get involved and to be able to work in the gift shop. And like I said, everything that we make in that gift shop, all of our profits go back to the hospital. Right now, we are ready for spring. We have spring and Easter decorations, just things that you would want for your household. But I guess the biggest thing for spring is you think about weddings coming. Robert was talking about the weddings, and we have very nice wedding gifts that you can purchase there. Confirmation, first communions, those type of things are coming, and we will have a good line of gifts that you can come in and purchase. And some of those things are hard to find in this area. So you might please remember us whenever you're needing to do your shopping for that. And then, of course, we have graduation coming, and Mother's Day, Father's Day, all those things. There's something for everybody in that gift shop.
You know, a lot of times you think of a gift shop at a hospital, you think of, you know, oh, well, if someone I know is in the hospital, I can go down and get a flower, some flowers, mm-hmm. or a balloon or something like that. But, I mean, the gift shop up here, I've been in it. It's like going into any retail store. I mean, you can find just about anything.
Yeah. Oh, and the purses and the jewelry and the shawls, things like that. And if you are visiting a person, there's all kinds of little mm-hmm. floral things or little gift knickknacks that you can, you know, give them just to brighten their day. Kathy puts in a lot of work. I always say she should be on the SCH payroll because she's always there with us. And she kind of ramrods things and gets things done goes, you know, shopping trips sound fun, but when you're doing it for a big shop like this and you're making decisions, you know, she's probably already done Christmas, haven't you?
Yes, it's on its way.
Yeah, she's got Christmas, you know, we're running out of space to store her stuff, but she does. And the gift shop is a big contributor to the Tree of Hope. They help out with that. You know, it's $21,600, I think, that they just gave us a check yesterday for the Quality Healthcare Clinic's high-low exam tables. Now, these tables are very, very good because they go down real low for, you know, the elderly mm-hmm. or, you know, people that just can't climb up. You know how you climb up on those tables and the mm-hmm. papers there and all that stuff? Well, the doctor can lower that. They can just sit down, basically, and then he can raise it up. It's got a back that comes up almost like a recliner to where you can sit up. You don't have to kind of support yourself. Very comfortable. So Coulterville has had one for quite some time. Dr. James just loves it. And so some of our other clinics now will have this just for your comfort. And it makes it easier on our doctors, too. Mm-hmm. So every time we need something, every year we give a list to the auxiliary. They vote on it. And usually they'll set a goal. I think the goal was $20,000 this year, but they always come up with more and let us do a little more with it. Last year they raised money, Tree of Hope, to kind of redo our occupational therapy room. Now that's for people who have had knee surgery, hip surgery, have had a stroke, and they're our swing bed program. Mm-hmm. And they go back and they learn how to do their laundry. We've got a washer dryer, we've got a sink, we've got a stove, we've got a dishwasher, a bathtub, and then a mock car that they've all provided with this money. And so you can learn how to get in and out of a car. You can learn how to, you know, open, you might have a cane or you might have something, a mm-hmm. walker, and they can practice so they can go home and get home sooner. And so the ladies raised money for that, and we've got a really nice occupational health therapy room. So that was exciting to see all that done. They do a lot for us, and I'm really pleased. Now, we do need volunteers. We need members. It's a fun group to work with. We meet the fourth Thursday of every month at Broadway Plaza, right next door to Hooker's Men's Store, at 1 o'clock. And basically the meetings, they just kind of go over things. So if you'd like to know about joining up, and there's no pressure, just come to one of our meetings. It's 1 o'clock the fourth Thursday of every month at Broadway Plaza. Come and see all about what we're about. And you can find that in the meetings. They talk about the bake sales coming up. How many bake sales did you use?
We do four bake sales a year. Yeah. We just did our Valentine's bake sale. And coming up will be the Easter bake sale, which will be on Good Friday.
That's a good one. They do some neat stuff with
that. The profits from those bake sales go to start our next year, this coming year's Tree of Hope campaign. So we are very thankful and grateful to all of the employees at the hospital because they are obviously our biggest supporters. They're right there. So they're a captive audience.
Yeah.
So we appreciate them very much.
It's always, the bake sales are always in the cafeteria hallway. Mm-hmm. Anyone is welcome to come in to the bake mm-hmm. sale. It's not just for the staff. They can come in and just walk straight on back and you'll see everybody there. Any baked goods you can donate would be wonderful. So just kind of watch social media, Facebook, Instagram, the paper, and we always announce when these things are coming up.
And we have it on our calendar on our website, too. So.
Yeah. I think one thing that I failed to mention, too, is when you come into the hospital in the mornings, and we're not staffed every morning, but we try to have an auxiliary lady there in the mornings to tell you where you need to go to get checked in or to take you down to where the lab waiting room is or just to give you direction on anything that you might need. And we're very proud to be able to do that. And we kind of have that stigma as the pink lady. So when you see that pink jacket, you know that that's somebody that will be able to help you to find where you need to go.
Yeah, I have to give a shout out to all the husbands of these ladies, especially Kathy's husband, because they put in a lot of volunteer time, and I see these men helping. So they're like honeydews, you know, that they have, especially when we have events, they help out a lot too. So it's not just a female thing. You know, we've got a lot of guys that help out too, and we thank them for that.
All right, tell you what, let's get our next break in here, and we'll come back and talk some more with Sparta Community Hospital here on The People Speak today, right after this. Welcome back. 4 minutes left in the program today, talking with Carol Mulholland and Kathy McConaughey, Sparta Hospital and Sparta Auxiliary, Hospital Auxiliary. And anything?
You know, everybody's hearing about the coronavirus. Everybody's sick of hearing about the coronavirus. Main thing to remember, wash your hands. Have we been taught that all our lives? Wash your hands, wash your hands, wash your hands. And really wash them with soap and water. That is your best defense. If you have hand sanitizer and that's all you have, that's good. Use it. But do it several times. Do it for, they always say sing happy birthday 2 times, you know, whenever you do that. You know, cover your, help others by covering your mouth, things like that. If you suspect or have been, you think you've been exposed to someone, call your doctor. They'll tell you what to do. Just if you've messed with any animals, always wash your hands. Avoid shaking hands at this time, not only for the coronavirus, but for any virus. We've got everything going around right now. We've got flu, we've got colds, we've got everything coming around. We always talk about antibiotic resistance, and the doctors now will not prescribe an antibiotic if they feel you do not need one. So when you just have a runny nose or something like that, you don't always need, like the viruses such as colds and flu or runny noses, even if your mucus is thick, yellow or green, you don't necessarily need antibiotics. Your doctor will know when you need antibiotics. When we were growing up, you took your kid to the doctor and got them antibiotics because they had a cough or they had this or they had that. Now there's antibiotic resistance. So they're having to come up with new antibiotics to fight off these things. You know, we use antibacterial soap. We wipe off everything with everything like that. And so now your doctor will not prescribe antibiotics unless it's absolutely needed. So, you know, don't push your doctor. There's a reason. You know, depend on them to make that decision. You know, back when we were younger, I remember my father reaching up in the cabinet to some antibiotics. He didn't take them all, and they may have been 10 years old, and he had so he took them because he thought he had a cold. So, you know, that's the way we lived back then. So now we have antibiotic resistance, and it is a big deal. So,
of course, the bacteria being a living thing, you know, yes, it learns to adjust.
It does. So you don't depend, and don't get upset with your doctor if he doesn't. And I see it on Facebook, you know, oh, I went here and he didn't give me antibiotics. What's the matter with him? You know, and it's you just rely on your doctor. They know what they're doing and they know what to say. So we just want to remind people the
Hospital Auxiliary has their next meeting on March the 26th. 1 o'clock at the Auxiliary Building on Broadway Plaza. We actually have a speaker again this month, and it's Linda Florike from Hospice of Southern Illinois. And we are trying to have a speaker at each of our meetings, just kind of in addition to just a way to learn more. Okay. And so if you're looking for something to do in your spare time, just want to give a little bit of time to volunteer, this is a great, great group of ladies to work with, and we would love to have you.
And it's a good cause, supporting your local hospital, and that's supporting your community.
Right. Exactly. So, I mean, and like I said, if they're just interested, they're more than welcome to to come, correct?
Yes.
No pressure.
Stop by the shop. Ask for me. I'll be there.
Yeah.
You don't don't lock the door and threaten not to let them out.
We don't push them. We want them to enjoy themselves.
Exactly. So, and plus you get to participate in things like these bake sales, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Carol, Kathy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we will talk to you again tomorrow on The People Speak. Have a great day.